With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let us tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right?
It's really cool, and it's so easy. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask.
And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever.
Face it, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. My own mom, when I gave her MyLifeInABook.com, let me tell you something. They ask great questions like, what was your favorite childhood game? And when she told me, I was concerned, okay? I was concerned for my past mama, future mama. They played rough.
So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code FRANGELA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day.
That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code FRANGELA for 10% off today.
Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Mm. Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like...
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just wrong and evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time. Poor sleep.
Yes. And no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. Okay.
I know you do.
Okay. So Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FRANGELA at checkout.
Mm-hmm. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FRANGELA for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Liz Winstead.
I'm Moji Alawode-El.
And we're the hosts of Feminist Buzzkills, the only weekly podcast that helps you navigate the post-Roe hellscape.
We dissect all the news from that sketchy intersection of abortion and misogyny with our guests, the abortion providers and activists working on the ground. Plus, we have amazing comedians to help us laugh through the rage.
Feminist Buzzkills drops Fridays wherever you get your pod fix. Listen and subscribe, because when BS is popping, we pop off.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got
the pants. Awesome.
And that's a v-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at tomboyx.com. That's tomboyx.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to
The Final Word!
The Final Word with Frangela!
Frangela.
The Final Word.
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 Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba!
That was jazzy.
You know what I want to sing?
What?
Because we got nothing to be guilty of. Our love can climb any mountain.
That was from us to you.
Okay,
don't say we never did nothing for you.
Don't
people.
Say we don't love you like you know we love
okay,
you.
Okay, because that was beautiful. Why are we not singing?
What
is up with us?
After I showed you that horrible video of that girl in the red dress.
Why are we doing our cabaret show?
Why are we not doing a cabaret show?
I mean, write to us at frangela08@gmail.com if you can come up with an argument against it. But I don't think you'll be able to when you review that audio. I expect to get a call from Barry Gibb or somebody.
Somebody.
Are they alive?
One of them. Is alive, I think.
So we mean that lovingly.
Thank
you for joining us and for putting up with that.
Yes.
I'd remind you that you should be listening to and downloading and subscribing to all the podcasts on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network.
Yes.
Because they're not only informative, but entertaining.
Right. And while you're there at sexyliberal.com, go and check out the shows, the virtual shows. If you haven't done it, you're missing out on a treat.
You're just hurting yourself. You're hurting yourself because they're hysterical. Mm-hmm. Okay. So check those out.
We want to thank everyone who became a new Patreon subscriber this week. Thank you very much. And for those of you who have been, oh my goodness. And
you are responsible for everything.
Everything.
Everything this month flows from, and I mean, my landlord thanks you for this month especially. So thank you
thank
for supporting
you.
This Black-owned and operated business.
Thank you very much. And if you want to continue to support us, you can go to cameo.com and request a video, a specialized video for your birthday, anniversary. We can do, we can work magic with a cameo video.
It's sort of incredible.
Yes,
even
we
when we have to do it remotely, it's sort of incredible.
We also want to remind you to join us for Idiot of the Week live on Facebook at Frangela Duo every Tuesday at 1 p.m. And I think we might have some exciting news coming forth about some further streaming.
Yes, so please check that out. It's lots of fun. Like I said, it's live and you're like a week ahead. It's
yes,
really amazing.
Yes, yes. And always join us for the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday for
the Black Power Hour.
Yes.
That's where Stephanie Miller becomes Stephanie Mills.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Stephanie Mills, we believe somewhere in the universe, becomes Stephanie Miller. Although she, for some reason, doesn't return our call.
No, she doesn't.
I don't know what's up with that.
But we called the transmogrification.
We really did. So I don't know why.
I don't know why she won't take our calls.
What the problem is with that.
Sad news we're going to start with. Two more D.C. police officers who responded to the Capitol insurrection have died by suicide.
That marks four known suicides by officers who responded to the Capitol during the attack and three known suicides by a D.C. officer specifically.
Yes. Officer Gunther Hashida, assigned to the emergency response team within Special Operations Division, was found deceased in his residence on July 29th. There's also Metropolitan Police Officer Jeffrey Smith, a 12-year veteran of the force and U.S. Capitol Police officer. Howard Live been good, I would
say.
Yeah,
that sounds right.
A 16-year-old Capitol Police veteran also responded to the insurrection and later died by suicide. And then, of course, Brian Sicknick, who suffered strokes and died of natural causes.
Strokes. I mean, the length they're going to try to make this sound like it isn't as a result of the riot, when quite clearly that is what the signifying or starting event, I mm-hmm. believe.
During the panel, the hearing in, well, they say last month was a few days, you know, like a week or two ago, Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn delivered a very, very emotional plea to officers who defended the Capitol to seek out professional help if they need it. And we were just talking about this before the podcast started. And Angela said, you know, there's nothing worse than going through trauma and having somebody say,
it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
In fact, there's really nothing, there's no worse way to respond to somebody's mm-hmm. trauma than to deny that there anything happened at all. And to say, why on earth would anybody need to get counseling for a bunch of tourists?
Right.
When you have the highest levels of the government, the very people who's, you put yourself in between them and not just harm's way, sure death. These people erected a gallows.
Yeah.
Okay, they were screaming for bloody murder. They were looking, actively looking for anyone. And if you think for 1 minute they're going to go, oh, wait, you're Mitt Romney, you're not the person we mean, then that's insane.
Yep.
They literally, one of them had to be shot, okay, to stop them from coming in. That those people now that you defended from that mob are saying nothing happened.
That's right. And you have to, and if you're back at work, you're watching them walk past you mm-hmm. every day.
You're still defending
them. With the expectation that you defend their lives.
That's right.
That you don't even get, the Capitol Police don't get to say, you know what, from now on, I'm only going to protect Nancy Pelosi. Or I'm only going to protect Lindsey Graham. No, they have to protect every single person who comes in that building. And the other thing is, like, you think about the people who work in the cafeteria, who also, that was traumatic that day for them, and have to listen to the people that they have to serve say, this didn't really happen.
No, nothing happened.
The people who had to clean up the piss and shit off the floors and walls.
Mm-hmm.
Having to listen to you say, this was nothing.
It's just not okay. It's not okay. And yeah. I can't deal with a party that the thin blue line, this and that, and Blue Lives Matters. No, they don't. Not to you.
No.
No, they don't. Don't ever say that mess again. It's a complete lie. It's beyond hypocritical. It's offensive. And it is a huge deal. And it's why everything flows from this.
Yeah.
That is the problem here.
Yeah.
You know, that when we ignore things or we try to just sort of move on.
Hallelujah.
This is what happens. Wounds don't just heal.
No.
They got to be tended to. Okay.
Here's the thing. If you don't face it, it doesn't mean that it goes away. And that is the problem. That's the problem all the way around.
That's right.
We have to face it. We have to not only acknowledge it, we have to face it and deal with it. And I think that at the end of the day, that is really what this entire podcast today is about. Everything that we're going to be talking about. The next thing up is the RNC Florida official who spreads COVID-19 conspiracies, calling the vaccines the mark of the beast. This is where we are. We are at that place, Angela. What's that? The Mist, right?
Yes, I wish I liked that movie.
We are at the place in the Mist where everybody, all the lights out, the beasts are coming out the mist, and then everybody decides to get real religious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's right. In fact, it's Peter Feeman. He's a lawyer and RNC committeeman from Florida. He made comments on his blog, The Backhoe Chronicles.
Oh, Jesus.
Which he publishes regularly in a private group on MeWe. The social media platform bills itself as the anti-Facebook app. He said things like, this is a quote, the Biden brown shirts are beginning to show up at private homes questioning vaccine papers.
No, that's not happening.
Not true. And also a completely offensive reference to Nazis.
Yep.
And that's a complete lie. In May, Feeman called COVID-19 vaccines a, quote, mark of the beast, a reference to the symbol from the biblical book of Revelation showing allegiance to Satan, and called Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer diabolical for encouraging vaccines.
this is a quote from him. Diabolical Michigan Governor Whitmer, but he got that wrong, wants her citizens to get the mark of the beast to participate in society.
You know, this is what I find really interesting and in what's going on with, you know, all of a sudden, and Tom was saying, my husband was talking about, have you noticed that all of a sudden we're calling getting the vaccination the jab? Go get the jab.
Oh, they've been doing that.
Yeah, but you know, but it's got like, it's gotten like all the way spun up. And, you know, and what we're doing is, it's just all we're doing is trying to figure out ways around these people, you know, around their ignorance, around their fears. And I understand vaccine hesitancy. I do. But the reality is that you will not be able to participate in life come soon. Like, and my expectation is that I don't expect you to be able to get on a plane. I don't expect you to be able to walk into a government building, a place of business without getting a vaccine. And I'm sorry, if this is your perspective in terms of religion, you know what I mean? You're going to have to go practice that someplace else.
Yeah.
Because you can't come and practice around healthy people. Because this is crazy.
Your practice can't interfere. I don't know why this concept is elusive to so many. Personal freedom does not mean the freedom to invade other people's ability to have their personal freedom. So you don't have the right to endanger everybody else's life, no matter what your religion is. That's just not a right that we extend to people in this country. If you want to live someplace where those are the rules, then you should go find that place. Because what I am sick of is that when it's black people, it's ignorance and fear. When it's white people, we need to take this time to really figure out how to message them. We need to figure out maybe we'll give them, we'll try all these prizes and then we'll try this. But the one thing we refuse to do is mandate it.
Mandate.
And I'm like, that's the problem I have. Being a leader and asking me for my vote so you can lead means that you are going to have to do things like this.
Yep.
And I get that you are afraid of it, or that these people are loud and annoying, or that they're going to scream and yell, and that they've already attacked the Capitol, whatever you want to say. The point is, leadership means fucking lead. So mandate it. Mandate mask wearing from every level. Mandate the vaccine. Because what I am hearing over and over again is that every death we have right now is preventable.
Yep. And you know what? And every death that we have that is preventable from people who are refusing to get a vaccine is an insult to the over 600,000 people who died when it wasn't available.
Yeah, over 500,000 people died before there was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was at least 600,000. The point is, and then children being the reason that you're seeing the ages go down is because this is the thing about the virus. It's going to find a place to go.
Yeah.
So basically I watched today a doctor say, here's the truth. Everybody in the world is going to catch COVID.
Yeah.
That's the truth. And we have to vaccinate the entire planet. They're like, so it is shameful that we are throwing out vaccine because it is expiring without being used. We should, if we can't use it here, we should be able to send it someplace else, but we can't until we keep trying to get people vaccinated here. Here's the deal. Everybody's got to get vaccinated. And I get that you're afraid. Journal it. Talk to somebody. Work through it. Hug your baby. I don't care. But the point is, you do not have the right to endanger the lives and future of every single other human being.
I spoke to somebody this weekend who had 9 people in her family die from COVID. And that's because they had a family event and everybody was there. And a young person, and they had been following, trying to be good and this, that, and the other. And a nephew came in with it and didn't know that he had it. And 9 people died.
It's not okay.
It's a plague. Here's the
it's
thing.
It's a plague. For real. You want to talk about the mark of the beast?
This is the plague.
Like, I don't know what the plague has to do to be identified as a plague, but it's a plague. It's screaming, I am the plague.
And you know,
like, what? You think the cure is the plague?
I know.
And I guarantee you, I'll bet you money that this man, Feeman, what's his, Peter Feeman? Bet you he's vaccinated.
Bet
you a dollar to a donut, homeboy is vaccinated. Because what do I always say? Beware of people who tell you you don't need the things they have.
That's right. Florida's Broward County School District reverses its mask mandate after funding threat from the governor. And here, you want to talk about the mark of the beast.
DeSantis
is the has the mark of the beast. Florida's second largest school district. And this is what I don't understand. Is why are they steadily keeping, talking about recalls? That's all I'm watching on TV here in California is recall Newsom.
Gavin Newsom and the DA and everybody else.
But Gavin Newsom isn't killing people on the ground, okay? Ron DeSantis is, as far as I'm concerned, a murderer.
Yes.
He is a murderer. South Florida's Broward County Public Schools has announced that the district would require everyone in their buildings to wear masks to guard against COVID-19. That came after the CDC issued new guidance recommending everyone in K-12 schools wear a mask regardless of vaccination status. But Friday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis issued an executive order preventing mask mandates in schools. So he sat there and said, you know what? We're trying to protect children?
No.
Fuck that.
Well, and this
Fuck
is the thing.
That.
It's not just protecting children. They pass it to each other. And maybe they don't, hopefully, have severe symptoms or and have to be intubated or have to go to the hospital and then obviously, perish from it. But they can. That's a definite possibility, and it is happening. But what they will for sure do is take it home.
Yes.
And pass it to everyone in that environment.
And their teachers.
And be clear about one thing. Delta variant is 16 or 19 times, I think, more transmissible than the first COVID.
Yeah.
But the reality is there will be variants beyond that. We will run into one that the vaccines don't cover at some point if we don't arrest this spread now.
That's right.
And that has to be, and I am sick of people acting like this is about, I don't care anymore. I don't care what people's ignorance is at this point.
Yeah.
We have to just do it anyway. There comes a point in life where you do have to just do things. And I know people didn't like to be told they couldn't smoke everywhere they wanted.
That's
they didn't
right.
like to be told they had to wear a seatbelt. They
That's
didn't like to
right.
be told they had to be a certain age to drink. Nobody ever likes these things, and I get it. But here's the deal. You do not get to do this. You do not get to infect an entire population because of some bullshit that got made up.
When somebody's child dies in Florida... Because
they're dying right now, I guarantee you.
That's right. But when enough children die, what happens then? You know?
Well, and I'm gonna tell you, if history's anything. After Newtown, you can't tell me anything.
I know.
Because I really don't think that they care. What's clear to me that it's been clear through shootings. It's even more clear to me now through this plague, through COVID-19, that at the end of the day, for some people, being able to scream and yell that they're right about something or that they assert this white privilege
right.
is more important to them than anything else,
than
their own life.
I've been taught through COVID is white freedom is the only freedom.
It is the only freedom.
It's the only freedom. That's the only freedom we take care of is the freedom for white people. And it's not all white people. It's
of course
a certain.
Not.
It's
white
group.
Cis. The straight.
It's the people who want to carry the gun and Wendy's and
Thank
Subway.
You. But understand this, white privilege isn't something you get to shirk off of you either, right?
Yeah.
Like, just if you're white and you're not down with this, you're not down with white privilege, you can't take it off, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And so that's part of how it works. It's so people need to hear that. I also just encourage people, whenever you feel yourself being personally hurt, try to get out the micro and get to the macro of a situation and understand that that's what's being said. But the reality here is that is the only freedom that seems to matter because nobody cares. These people don't give a shit. Not only about asking them to care about their neighbors or people they'll never meet is absolutely insane. They don't care about themselves or their own child.
That's right.
They don't. They would rather. I mean, when I watch somebody who's literally moments out of the ICU talking about, I won't get a vaccine, you can't make me.
Yeah. And this is where we are.
I mean, what can I tell you? Except then it's not your decision anymore.
And for me, what I need, if that's how you feel, and we're looking at critical care in these hospitals being at, in the red zone.
Then Louisiana, they don't have any more room.
They don't have any more room. So that means if you don't want to get the vaccination, then you should have an expectation to die.
I really do feel like
to not get any help.
And it makes, I don't even care if it sounds callous. I really don't at this point. I really feel like at this point, if you are refusing to get any, if you want to go in and get the information, you want to sit there and talk to somebody before you get it, I get you.
Yeah.
If you come forward and say that, and let's deal with that. But if you're just going to say, I refuse to do this, then I don't think you should be able to get care.
No.
Like, and I don't think your insurance company should have to cover you. And
no.
I don't think any of that because the reality is you've been given this. This is free.
It's a choice. You're making a choice.
And you're making a choice. And if you're going to continue to make that choice, do I think the person who, through no fault of their own, is in a car accident, they got hit by a drunk driver, but now there's no ICU bed for them.
These
are full of people who've said, I'm not going to, I'm owning the libs. No, I can't with that. Now, if you can't get, the reason we all have to get vaccinated in is, by the way, for the people who can't. It's for the people who have medical conditions that really they can't. And I get that you have a religion. I get all of that. But that is simply not how the world is constructed.
Yeah.
It is not constructed in such a way that you can just live. If you want to live that way, then you need to live in a place where it isn't an issue. And unfortunately, if you're going to interact with people socially, you have to be willing to interact with them socially.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got
the pants. Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes, really all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself. And they've expanded way beyond underwear, too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at TomboyX.com. That's TomboyX.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Angela, who doesn't love hanging out in loungewear?
I do. I love it. I need it. We've all been doing it for like a year. And you remember, you know, loungewear used to be code for hideously ugly sweats.
Yeah, even your pets have been judging
you. They have been. They've been sitting there judging us all. But that's a thing of the past with Cozy Earth.
The people known for creating luxuriously soft, cool sheets made from viscose from bamboo have done it again.
Okay, look, Francis, they've taken loungewear to another level.
Another
with their
level?
Comfy, super soft selection. Yes, girl, in gorgeous styles and colors.
From wonderful pajama sets, leggings, and tees, every item is sourced from earth-friendly viscose from bamboo for enhanced breathability and temperature regulation.
You'll find something you can't lounge without at Cozy Earth.
See why Oprah described Cozy Earth pajamas as the softest ever in O Magazine.
Best of all, go to CozyEarth.com now, enter promo code Stephanie35, and save 35% on their loungewear and bedding.
That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Stephanie35.
CozyEarth.com.
Welcome back. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women, State Attorney General reports.
Woo.
Woo.
If you didn't watch Letitia.
Letitia.
And everyone else. In New York, and then watch Cuomo's response. You need to go do that right after this podcast because it is amazing.
Yeah. James said that her investigation found that Cuomo engaged in unwelcome and non-consensual touching and made comments of a suggestive sexual nature. James said that the conduct created a hostile work environment for women. The report into harassment allegations against Governor Andrew Cuomo and his behavior was not limited to members of his own staff, but extended to other state employees, including a state trooper on his protective detail, as well as members of the public, the Attorney General report states. We also conclude that the executive chamber's culture, one filled with fear and intimidation, while at the same time normalizing the governor's frequent flirtations and gender-based comments, contributed to the conditions that allowed the sexual harassment to occur and persist.
Yeah. The investigator spoke to 179 individuals and reviewed 74,000 pieces of evidence. That evidence, they, Letitia James said, quote, painted a deeply disturbing yet clear picture. Mm-hmm. They described, repeatedly described his conduct as both unlawful and unethical, and, you know, harassing. They stopped short of the whole criminal. This is not a criminal investigation.
Right.
And so they kept, and I think perhaps correctly kept saying, look, this information is now out there. You have the report. Any prosecutor in any of these counties or whatever mm-hmm. can step forward and do it, you know, and make a criminal investigation. And already, you know, weeks ago, Cuomo and his spokesperson started trying to suggest that the people, that this investigation was somehow politically biased, mm-hmm. the people conducting it, they're not temporary isn't the word I want, mm-hmm. but the special people they brought right. in, the two people they brought in to investigate were somehow politically motivated, the investigation he called for, mm-hmm. by the way, Cuomo.
Right.
So just basically they're like, basically Letitia's like, we're hands off, here's the report.
Yeah.
You can't call this political. Governor Cuomo has, or people have suggested that she might be running for governor. Mm-hmm. She's not said that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's really deep. And Francis and I were talking about this before we started recording. And here's the problem with letting grab the pussy go.
Exactly.
Because the problem is when you, what the memo, people like, you know, I one comes here because Francis, you started by saying,
yeah.
This, you know, is this, are they trying to suggest, are they going to try to suggest Cuomo and his people that this is another case of grandpa didn't get the memo.
Right.
You know, he doesn't know times have changed.
Right. That you can't, you know, wink at the cute girl in the steno pool anymore.
Right.
Or, you know, make flirtatious, you know, advances, mm-hmm. but that quote unquote, you don't mean.
You're just being complimentary or cute.
Right.
And I was like, well, here's the thing. Not only is this not that situation, I mean, being accused of grabbing somebody's breast is way beyond that.
That's right.
But
that's harassment.
But it all
and
is.
Assault.
But this is the thing. Not only, but this is the same administration who put out more stringent, you know, definitions of sexual harassment than any administration before. So mm-hmm. they are making rules about harassing as the head of the governor. You know, mm-hmm. the governor is in fact breaking them all. But on top of that, the situation is so not that. That to say that misses the entire point of what assault in a harassing environment, the damage it does mm-hmm. to people and then all the people who left. In fact, the most galling, some of the hardest stuff to hear about is from this state trooper
yeah.
who was in his protection detail who, see, all this stuff comes out, right? It's basically Cuomo sees her, saw this state trooper at some event. And then suddenly his administration starts making moves to have the rules changed around who can be in his protection detail because there was some rule about mm-hmm. how many years of service you had to have. And mm-hmm. that woman does, I guess coincidentally, didn't have that number of years.
Right.
So they,
but she had something else that made her desirable to be
sure
on the detail.
She just looked really protective-y.
Right.
She looked like she could protective a lot.
Right.
So he was like, well, I need that protectivization.
Right.
And she
right.
seems to have a lot of protectivity.
Mm.
So, so they advocated getting that rule changed. The rule got changed. They put her on his detail. And then he, according to her, harassed. And yeah. and basically, Letitia James, what she said was, I believe women. I believe all these women. These are credible stories, and they've been corroborated in many different ways and through many different means.
But and so, what did we learn from grab them by the pussy?
Yep.
You don't have to step down. There was a time, Angela.
There was a time.
There was a time in this country that even the whiff of impropriety mm-hmm. would cause you to have to, you know, step down from your position. You
can get elected president.
That's
now,
right.
Especially if you're a Republican.
That's right.
If you say, and don't step down from it. Why back up from it? So this is my thing. What if we want to get mad, understand Cuomo, he did get the memo.
Yeah.
It's not grandpa didn't get the memo. Grandpa got the memo.
Yeah.
And the memo said, Just stay. Don't quit. Don't step down. And just say what. And Cuomo, he came out right afterwards. And anybody who thought he was going to apologize or resign hasn't been paying attention. But he came out and basically said, okay, this is, we've made a response. My lawyer, we have made a response to each and every one of these allegations. You can go to my website to read it. I encourage you to do that. Don't try me in the press. And then he went on to say things like, yeah, this is not a direct quote, but yeah, have I kissed people on the forehead? Yeah. You know, have I done some things? Yeah, but have this been totally misinterpreted? Or were there different intentions? Was it okay or not? And then he talked about hugging people at a wedding versus... I'm like, these aren't people at a wedding. These are your employees.
Exactly.
You know, but
You're confusing. You're throwing out everything. You're muddling money in the
water. What he's not doing is quitting, saying I'm not going to do this, saying it was wrong. And you know why? Because serial killers don't think they did anything wrong.
Ever.
What people, like, that's the thing, I think it's hard for people to get their mind around. If he thought the behavior was wrong, he probably wouldn't have engaged in it.
That's right.
And he's, what we have told this society over and over again, is it's okay.
Yeah.
It's absolutely okay.
Well, that's all we're saying over and over and over again, is that this behavior is okay.
And it's not.
And we have to stop it. And, you know, and you don't have to deal with... A slimy ass fucking employer touching you on the ass or making comments or whatever
threatening
your job, your position. You know, it has to stop. It has to stop.
And that's exactly people talking about the fallout and they keep bringing up Al Franken, and I'm like, look, okay, I'm a firm believer in don't become what you hate.
Yeah.
You know, I really am. And it's hard because obviously they've pushed me to a place on COVID.
Yeah.
You know, but the reality here is I don't think hypocrisy means anything anymore in politics. It certainly doesn't to a segment of our vote electorate, you know, people who, you know, voters. But I don't think that the way that you combat harassment is to allow it.
Yeah,
in people who you politically agree with otherwise.
Yeah. No.
You know,
you can't let that.
And I would encourage people to understand that there was no investigation.
Yeah.
Of Al Franken, he quit.
Yeah.
He resigned. That was his choice. Whether or not I agree with him doing that or not doesn't matter. He did. So, this has gone on, and I look at Cuomo and how he's handling it, and I'm like, there's just no reason for him to do anything but sit and wait it out.
Yeah, that's right.
Say it's wrong. He didn't mean it that way, and because he's not saying, he's literally saying. If I did it, it was okay to do.
Yeah. Yep. The same.
That's basically what he's saying.
Yep.
I don't see it as wrong, and neither should you. And if these women did, I'm sorry they felt that way.
Yeah.
But it wasn't meant that way, so they shouldn't take it that way.
They're misinterpreting my harassment.
Yeah. As I have apparently many times also. So it's, but why should he do anything else?
Yeah.
Are we going to do anything about it?
Yeah. No, probably not. Also now, this is, I think, one of the bigger things also happening in the news is despite national protection expiring, some states will continue banning evictions. Right now, Biden is urging landlords to pause evictions as the White House scrambles for solutions to extend the eviction moratorium.
I don't know if I've read a more ridiculous sentence.
I know.
He's urging?
I know.
And a landlord? Support. President Biden, I think he may end up being one of the greatest presidents we've ever had. This is a complete failure of Congress. It's a failure of the Democrats in Congress. We know the Republicans ain't gonna do shit.
Right.
But the fact that you would go away on resources, I celebrate, respect Representative Cori Bush, and thank you, and AOC estate.
Yep.
She took over the other night so that Cori Bush could like have a night sleep somewhere. But Cori Bush has been sleeping outside protesting this since Friday.
That's
okay?
Right.
Because, and people like to keep bringing up that she herself was housing insecure, that she was homeless at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to have been homeless to know it's fucking wrong.
That's right.
If it weren't for the eviction moratorium, we would both be evicted.
That's right. I would have been gone. My family and I would have been gone.
We would have been gone.
We were served 15 days to quit back in October of last year.
And getting over, and because California has made, it's a lot to jump through, but hopefully it's going to work, that they've set up with more funds so that perhaps your rent can get paid, because there's no way to catch up.
That's right.
From this amount of back owed rent.
Right.
Even without late fees and all that. And understand that we are people who have access to not only internet and computers, but we also understand how the system works, and we can advocate for ourselves more easily than a lot of people can. So urging landlords to pause evictions seems like a ridiculous thing to do, in my opinion. Just what Cori Bush, what Representative Bush is saying is absolutely, I agree with 100%, which is do something.
Yes.
Stop it. Make an executive order right now and deal with the fallout from that when the fallout happens, because this is an emergency situation.
Yeah. The White House has said that the administration asked the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Sunday
of last week to consider once again, that's a quote, using executive action to extend the moratorium. Why does the CDC have to do it? And I get it because of the Delta variant and you don't want millions of families out on the street, but that is supposed to be what the administration leads and does.
I have to say, and shame on all of the reps who left town. What the fuck are you doing going on a 7-week break? What are you doing when this is going on? I've been mad about it. I'm going to tell you something. This is, let's assume we have the right to vote next year. And that's an assumption at this point. If we get, this is 2022 for the Democrats. This will be the thing.
Yeah.
Like, we really need to ask ourselves if we're okay with this. And the pressure campaign is working because everybody knew when this was going to
happen.
To run out. This date wasn't a shock to anyone. And yet they left town knowing it wouldn't happen. And now they're being called back. People are like, oh. So we really do owe Cori Bush and the Poor People's Campaign. Like, we had Kelly House last week. This is why she's there now with them.
Yeah.
Watching Reverend Jesse Jackson, watching Reverend Warnock and all these other people. I think Warnock was not actually arrested, but Jesse Jackson, like, they're out there fighting for all of us and for the, what is it, over 7 million people who could be evicted immediately.
And you're listening to two of them. Biden called on all states and cities to enact their own moratoriums on evictions over the next 2 months. You mean that you have an expectation that Republicans are going to have any type of protections?
You've got the whole Texas Democratic Coalition all here in D.C. because they can't keep them from voting in anti-voting legislation.
Yes.
You're urging and calling? Like, it's not okay. And I am mad at the Democrats for this. I do not think it shows a coalition or concern. And I think that this break was completely, Mitch McConnell kept everybody in town to put through unqualified crap judge after unqualified crap Republican judge.
Yep.
And you can't do it for this.
Yep.
To keep people in their homes. I mean, this is why you call 202-224-3121 and you make it clear to your representatives that your expectations that you see them on TV and the news in D.C. right now fighting this for this rent moratorium and fighting to help protect us all.
And that is our final word. Now it's time for emails. Trying to get your emails.
I'm going to object to that lackluster non-singing of the emails jingle.
Oh!
Wow. Francis Eleanor, Francis Callier.
Wow!
Stephanie Louise. Added to your name. That is not the email jingle.
Stephanie Louise.
That is not the email jingle.
Okay.
You know
here
it.
We go. Emails. Time to go get your emails.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. I would never let such an effrontery stand. An effrontery.
It was an effrontery.
Where are your values?
Values.
I want to thank you for writing us at franchelazeria@gmail.com, and I want to apologize for whatever that was. It was offensive and wrong, and we're going to deal with it.
It was offensive. I'm sorry, everybody.
You're just going to rob and make her write that. I will do the email jingle like 3,000 times. This email is from our wonderful friend, Rain.
Hi, Rain.
It's based on blocking fast food lanes. Hello, this riled me up. The people who blocked others in a fast food lane, I mean, why? Remember, this is a few weeks at least ago? As you said, the food is going to be just as bad when you get there 2 minutes later. I don't get people. The fast food lane is not a place for justice on a t-shirt.
That is a good shirt. That's a good shirt.
Also, I want you to know that if you are ever in need of people to back you up in a fast food drive-through, I'm there.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you. It may take me a while to get to you, but just know that I'll back you up and we'll still be mad when I get out of the car. Love you both, Rain. He's a master's in scientific and critical reasoning and Star Trek trivia from the Kalier-Holinsky School.
Yes.
We want to thank you for that. Manage your fast food expectations.
Just do that.
Did you see that finally that Stephanie Rule the other day did a report on how people are treating people bad at restaurants? And I was like, Stephanie, girl, why aren't you watching? Listening and watching Idiot of the Week on Facebook.
That's our shit.
We can tell you all about this.
This next one up is from Judy D. Thank you very much. It's entitled A Hazard in the Kitchen. She says, we're watching High on the Hog, and it reminded me today of today's episode of Idiot of the Week in which Angela confessed that she's a hazard in the kitchen.
Dangerous.
Turns out that this is yet another thing that connects us. I have ADD in the kitchen, nowhere else. If I am cooking, I cannot listen to music, podcasts, anything. And I have to stay in the kitchen no matter what. If I leave or am in any way distracted, well, let's just say we'll be having takeout that night. Judy in Fort Collins. Oh, Judy.
Frances, the reason that she put that like capital sounding letters on her voice, because that is what she's always saying to me, that I, the reason I have, that so many injuries happen and so much smoke damage when I cook is because I get distracted, or I go multitask, I go try to do other things while I'm cooking. But I see other people do it and things don't go wildly wrong. And I don't understand why that is.
Let me tell you, I keep trying to say a couple things. Cooking is its own event. It is not an event that you do. It's not an adjunct event, okay? It's not a side event. It is the event.
But I mean, what if maybe you can't like even just like turn the channel or something? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just,
well, clearly, other people clearly do it. Well, you know what? You're not other people. You're special.
Wow. That hurt.
Oh, now it's time for resistance wrap up.
So we'll give you something actionable to do. Number one, call your representative. Yes. The Congress is the general switchboard. You can get to your senators and your congressional reps this way. It's 202-224-3121. We want to specifically talk to you also about a black leader who is, this is Ultraviolet from the ultraviolet.org organization. Tammy Sawyer, she led the effort to take down monuments to the Klan, KKK founder Nathan Bedford Forrest, Jefferson Davis, and other Confederate leaders in her hometown of Memphis. In response to her efforts, she became the target of relentless harassment and death threats from white supremacists. One of her attackers was charged with misdemeanor assault, and it got so bad that she was forced to hire 24-hour security. But Ultraviolet members have her back. When we heard that she needed help paying for security, they are asking people, if you can, to donate to help pay for the cost of her security. So you can donate as little as $5. Tammy Sawyer led the hashtag Take 'Em Down. That's Take and then EM, you know, Take 'Em Down 901 campaign, which was a grassroots effort to remove Confederate statues from the city of Memphis. So it's something you could do with $5 to help someone very specifically in a very specific situation.
Yes.
Because these people are for real and they're threatening.
And she has to have security. Which is sad, because it's people wrong. Will kill her if she doesn't.
It would be neato if that was the police.
Security.
We can't count on them.
Yeah, isn't that in every movie? They put a detail outside your house.
Yeah, but our problem is we don't know who. After January 6th, people are finally starting to recognize that there might be a problem.
You're right.
In the police department.
That's
that there
right.
are some people who might be there for the wrong reasons.
Exactly.
But beyond that, yeah, that's not what happens in real life and doesn't happen when you're just this one person, Tammy Sawyer. But this is something you can do with $5.
That's right.
That could be really impactful. So if you're looking for something, check that out. We are ultraviolet.org.
I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
The Final Word.
No surprise that newsmakers try to manipulate the audience. They want you to believe that they are the one holding the line, and they'll use any trick they can to get you there. But don't let them fool you. Get unspun. I'm Amanda Sturgill. I've been a reporter, and today I teach future reporters to cut the spin and think critically about what newsmakers say. My podcast, Unspun, shows you how to know when you're being manipulated by the news. Learn to spot the tricks and how to make up your own mind about what's true. So if you're tired of being fooled by the news, subscribe to Unspun today. Unspun, because you deserve the truth.